Jesus.
Blog Talk Radio.
That habit that I had, I just couldn't seem to break. I prayed and I prayed. Don't it be too late? Gave it over to Jesus. I gave it over to Jesus. Gave it over to Jesus. And I stopped worrying about it. I gave it over to the Lord and He worked it out. Oh, Jesus. If you let Him. Yeah, oh, Jesus. Jesus. If you let Him.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning and welcome to Ladies Seeking His Face. My name is Evangelist Charlene Stiles and I am here to lift up the name of Jesus Christ. God is truly worthy of our praise and He will work it out if you let Him. Listen, I broadcast live and direct from my home church, the Jesus Saves Ministry. I broadcast live and direct from my home church, the Jesus Saves Ministry. We are located at, wow, that is the wrong one. We are located 1007 West Arlington Boulevard in Greenville, North Carolina, where the zip code is 27834. You can find us on the web at www.tjsm.org. You can email us at gojesusnow@aol.com. Let me listen to a little more of Jesus Can Work It Out, and I'll be right back. Wow. Wow. She's singing like she knows. Wow.
The Lord wouldn't let it die. Abraham said a word. But up from heaven he heard. Abraham, Abraham. Over there you see a ram. Did he work it out? Did he work it out? I gave it over to the Lord and He worked it out.
Wow. Jesus can work it out if you let Him. Thank you for tuning in to Ladies Seeking His Face. I am your host, Evangelist Charlene Stock. And I tell you, give it over to the Lord and He will work it out. I'm in my home church right here in Greenville, North Carolina. We're in the studio. I got my husband laying in the cut over there. He's got my back, pushing me to go forward in Jesus' name. Listen, today I'm going to be in Psalm 89. Today I'm going to be in Psalm 89. Just getting back, actually, a couple of days ago back in North Carolina. And you know what? God has done what He does best, and that is show Himself to be a faithful God. So today I'm going to be talking about God's faithfulness. The subject for today is His love is my song. His love is my song. His love is my song. You know what? So many people, I got some not so good news when I opened Facebook and then my daughter called me. I got some not so good news. Someone lost a child. And you know what? A lot of things going on in the world today. And so many people, their song is a song of bewilderment. So many people, their song is a song of disgust, a song of distress, a song of depression. But my song is God's love. His love and His faithfulness is my song. You know why? Because through it all, through all that I've been through, I had the chance. Actually, my husband was telling me this morning, and we were sharing testimonies about how good God is and how wonderful God is. And then I read, we were coming in today, I was reading about Apostle Cherry, who had his testimony on Facebook about how God blessed him through a bout of streptococcus that tried to kill him. And you know what? When you can testify and share about God's love, my husband's constantly telling me about how good God is, and we're constantly talking about how great God is. When I was in New York, I told my aunt, a couple of my aunts, and I was telling my mother, I said, you know what? God blessed me with a man of God who constantly, constantly speaks life into my life, constantly speaks positivity, is constantly blessing me and constantly promoting God in my life. And when he preached last night, he preached a message out of Colossians, and he always telling me, you got to know who you are. He's constantly teaching the members, we have to know who we are. And he told us, don't let your hope die. He told us we have to remember and remain confident in God. And I thank God for him. And we also got to know who God is. It's not that I'm promoting Lonnie Stocks, but I'm promoting the God that's in him. He constantly promotes God. And so today, my subject is, his love is my song. We need to remember to sing about God's love. We need to promote God's love in our life. Even when it looks like things are hopeless, you have to still remember God's love is the foremost part of your life. Amen. God's love is in the forefront. God's love is the head of your life. It's in the front. It's always in the front. Even in distressing and depressing and doubtful times, God's love is there. God's love is always there. Father, we thank you. We love you. We glorify and we magnify you. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Lord, thank you for the forgiveness of sin. Thank you for loving us even when we didn't know how to love ourselves. Thank you, oh God, because you are truly gracious and we are grateful and we thank you. Oh God, bless this word, bless this program, oh God, that someone may be healed, delivered, set free, and saved. That a backslider may come back to you and remember that you love us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This is my prayer. Today I want to talk about his love is my song. So let's go to Psalm 89. Psalm 89 and 1 says, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Because it's important. The psalm writer understood something. That no matter what happened, I have to tell and sing. See, I mean, I tell my husband all the time, I can't sing. I tell him all the time, I'm not a singer, I can't sing. But what I do is I do make a joyful noise unto the Lord because God is good. When I do give God the best, all that was in me, I bless the Lord. With all that's within me, I bless the Lord because you know what? God is merciful to me. And that I'm going to do by the grace of God forever. With my mouth. People can be very destructive with their mouth. But with my mouth, the songwriter said, with my mouth. See that colon? He starts with, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever with a colon. How am I going to do that? With my mouth, I'm going to make known the faithfulness, thy faithfulness to all generations, every generation, the children. My daughter said, Mommy, all kids think that you are Mrs. Claus. She said, all the kids think that you are just like the person that just has fun. I just love the, because God is good to me. I love to have a good time in the Lord. I love enjoying God. I enjoy God with children. I enjoy God with adults. I just enjoy having a great time in God because you know why? God is faithful to us. God is faithful to me. God is faithful. Look at this. God is faithful to us. Why do you say God? Why do you always say faithful? What do you mean by faithful? Every promise that God has given to us, he has fulfilled, and he continues to fulfill. My husband said something so powerful last night, and that he said, don't trip when God is blessing someone else. You just remember and keep your confidence that he's going to do it for you. He asked me one time, he said, did you ever dream that you would be here? And no, but you know what? I always thought that I dreamed big. I've always dreamed big. My mother can tell you from a kid, I've always wanted a big house. I've always wanted a car. I've always wanted this. I've always wanted that. And you know what? As big as my dreams have been in my life, I've never, ever seen that I would have what I have now. When the Bible says that I have not seen, ear have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, and I thought what God has for them that love him, I've never seen what God has given. I mean, I can't imagine now. I just really can't imagine what God has. God is faithful. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. God is faithful in that he will keep that. A person that is faithful will keep that. You know what? Let me give you an example. I told my husband before I left, he said, when is your plane leaving? My plane is leaving North Carolina such and such a time. When is your plane coming back? I'm landing at such and such a time on Thursday. Okay, so he asked me again Wednesday night when we talked, what time is your plane landing? Such and such a time. When I left JFK, he said, what time is your plane landing? Such and such a time. Guess what? When I landed in Greenville, soon as I turned my plane off airplane mode, I got a text, boom, I'm outside. That's faithfulness. There was no excuses about why I couldn't make it. There's no, you know what, I would have come, but I'm almost there. I'm going away. I could get there, but there was no issue. I'm outside. That was it. There was no excuse. God doesn't come up with excuses why he can't bless us. God doesn't make any excuses for us. God just does. God just does. That's faithfulness. God does for us. As big as your dreams are, you just keep your confidence. My husband blew my mind when he said that stuff. When he preached the message last night, don't let your hope die. That's why God's love is my song. Don't make your situation your song. Make God's love your song. Don't make your present. My husband said something. How do I put it? Honey. What is that you always say? Don't judge my present circumstance by.
Don't judge me by my present circumstance.
He says, don't judge me by my present circumstance. Is that powerful? Don't judge me. So don't judge God by where you're at, but sing about God's love and watch things in your life begin to change. My husband teaches our church all the time. Keep your confidence in God. Keep your trust in God. Pay your tithes and pay your offering and watch your life change. Because you're no longer trusting you and your money, but you're trusting God and his faithfulness. The Bible goes on to say in Psalm 89:2, for I have said mercy shall be built up forever. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. See, we're thinking about our circumstances down here. But God's faithfulness is established in heavens. His faithfulness is built on him, not on us. I'm glad his faithfulness is not built on me because I'm not the best person. I'm not stable. I'm not this. I'm not that. I may wake up with a headache. I may wake up tired. I may wake up in my feelings, quote unquote. The Bible says, for I have said mercy shall be built up forever. Mercy is built up forever, colon. How do we know that? Because thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. God's faithfulness is established in the heavens. It's not established in us. People walk away from God in a heartbeat. Man, this church thing. You see people. How many times you been and my husband asked you in a minute. He asked me, have you ever seen somebody that was going gung-ho for God? Y'all think about it. Have you ever seen people that you know were gung-ho for God and you go somewhere, you be in church and you live in your life, have kids and family, and you come back and you look and you say, girl, hi, church. Girl, I don't do that church thing no more, man. Ain't nobody got no time for that. The church, I didn't know church was a thing. I thought church was life. I thought serving God was life. I didn't know serving God was a thing. Man, anybody got no time for that church thing? That church thing? Church is not a thing. Church is a way of life. Some people dread, oh, here comes Sunday again. Oh, here comes my, you know what? Life, it's, see, this is life. You can't, it, you separate, you're trying to separate the church life from your regular life. No, it's all life. That faithfulness shall thou establish in the very heavens. When you separate God out from the rest of your life, that's when you become struggle. That's when it's a struggle. That's when everything in our life becomes a struggle. I love living this life. I visited with my family. I told them I'm having a time in my life. Let me tell you, we went out to breakfast. We went out to Junior's for breakfast. Let me tell you, everybody had a problem with their food. You know what? The man brought my food. I had corned beef hash, grits, and eggs, right? Man, I stirred in my corned beef hash, threw some pepper on the grits, some salt, some pepper on my eggs, and I'm steady stirring and eating. Buttered my bread. I'm just eating. And I'm just dancing. This one. My food is too dry and hard. This one. My food ain't hot enough. My food. Everybody had a problem with their food. Guess who didn't? I was steady eating. Say, I need to send this back. Can I tell you, I never stopped eating. I was having the time of my life. They said, look at her. She's doing a happy dance. Because I haven't seen my family in a minute. So I'm just dancing and eating, dancing and eating. And I'm talking about my husband, and I'm talking about life, and I'm talking about North Carolina, and I'm just eating. So the man came to me and said, something wrong with your food? I said, oh, no, I'm good. I'm just, bring me a glass of water. And I'm just dancing. Next thing I know, food was over. You know why? Because God's faithfulness is so magnificent. I had no complaint about any meal whatsoever. Ask my mother, I had the time. My cousin said, geez, just really doing a happy dance. I said, you know what? Life is so good. Jesus is so good. Do I have difficulties? Of course I have difficulties. Do I have struggles? Of course I have struggles. But that doesn't change God's faithfulness. His love is my song. His love is, did they make my food different than anybody else's? I'm sure he did. There ain't nothing special about me. But the difference is God's love is my song. His love is all, it's my song. God's love is my song. And that's the song I'm going to sing. I'm not going to sing the song of troubles by God's grace. I'm not going to sing the song of hate by God's grace. I'm not going to sing the song of disappointment. That's not the song I want to sing. I want to sing the song of God's love. That's how I want to live. God's mercy is established in heaven. It's built up. So I'm going to enjoy God's faithfulness. That's how I want to live. The next verse goes on to say, Psalm 89:3, look at what he says. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant. God has a covenant. Anybody who has ever studied covenants know that they are binding agreements. A covenant is a binding agreement. When you stand before someone and you make a covenant, when you make a covenant agreement with someone, it's a binding agreement. It can't be broken. It shouldn't be broken. It won't be broken. When God makes a covenant, it's not broken. Those of you, you Bible scholars, you know what covenants are. If you're not a Bible scholar, when you read these words in the Bible, you need to look them up. Just don't overlook. I remember once we were in church. We were in Bible study one night. And Bishop, you want to talk about somebody guilty? We were in Bible study one night. And Bishop just said, he went through, it was part of the scripture that he was teaching that night. And he was reading names, and he stopped and said, I know all y'all don't read these names when y'all read y'all Bible. You just skip right over. And I slid down in the seat a little bit. He said, y'all don't even know what these names mean. You just cross right over them. And I slid down a little more and drew my toes up because he was walking on them. And I had on open-toe sandals. My feet were hurting. He was walking all over my toes because How many of y'all, when especially, and so-and-so begat, so-and-so begat, so, it get tired, your eyes get heavy. But the truth is, if they weren't important, God wouldn't put them in the Bible. He wouldn't have had them put in the Bible. And you know what? We needed those words for the Bible study that night. And ever since that night, it must have been about, I guess about 10, 15 years ago, he brought that in the Bible study. And ever since then, I never skipped over, especially in Genesis and those first books, and then down in the Chronicles, they start chronicling those names, and this one begat that one, and you're trying to figure, and some of them is hard to pronounce. I try my best. And then in Matthew and the genealogy of Jesus, so-and-so begat so-and-so, I started learning there's females in there, male, you have, it's essential. It's the same way with covenant. Some people read the word covenant and just skip right over it. A covenant is a very important word. It's a binding agreement between God and man. And once God makes a covenant, he doesn't break it. When God makes a covenant, he remains faithful to that covenant. He said, I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David, my servant. And the next verse goes on to say, look, thy seed what I establish forever and build up thy throne to all generations. Selah. And it is so. So therefore, y'all have to explain it generation to generation. That's why the first verse says, I will tell of thy faithfulness to every generation. It's our job as parents, as aunts, as uncles, as men and women of God to tell young people, to tell all of those that are under us of the faithfulness of God. Not just the faithfulness of God in the Bible, that is essential as well, but God's faithfulness to us. God has been faithful to us. God has kept us. You know what? I know, because my grandparents taught me, that God was faithful to them in North Carolina, because my grandparents were in North Carolina. My children know that God was faithful to them, and he's been faithful to my grandparents. Their grandfather on their father's side told them about how God blessed him in Barbados. It's important that we teach. Not just teach our children to dance, not just teach our children secular things, but it's important for them to understand that God is faithful, because if God is faithful to my parents, God will be faithful to me if I put my trust in him. You want your children, when I was messing around with my husband earlier, because we were talking about book knowledge, and then we were talking about God's knowledge. You always say, people are smarter than me, people are smarter than me. I say, yeah, well, what they got in book knowledge, you got a lot of other ways that, yeah, God did it for me. Exactly. What God has done, man can't do. What God is faithful in and what God gives, man can't do. That's why his love is my song. God can give favor in areas where man can't touch. God can put your name on a list, and they'll pull your name, and they don't even know. They'll just call your name out. So-and-so. Look at us. We're about to get the daycare that man said we couldn't get. All of a sudden, we got it. How do we get the application in our hand? When man said we couldn't do it, God said we will. Man can't. That's why God's love has to be your song. Imagine if we walked around and just said, we ain't going to ever get a daycare. We ain't going to ever get this. We ain't going to ever get, we're never going to do such and such. The song of distress will get you nothing. But the song of God's love will get you where you need to go. Why? Because that means your trust and your confidence, as my husband preached about, is faithfulness. You know that God is faithful. You teach and share and always telling people. He always teaching us, keep your confidence in God. He always teaches me, baby, keep your confidence in God. Know who you are in God. Know who God is. Trust and depend on God. He keeps telling us, y'all, I know we have this, but listen, I started out with this, and it was God that gave us what we had. It was God that did what we needed him to do. We just got to stay faithful to God, and God will definitely, God is going to stay faithful to us. We just have to stay faithful to God. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 17, working on this computer here, Proverbs chapter 22, verse 17, it says, bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. We have to listen. As men and women of God, we have to listen. Bend our ear and hear the words of this Bible. And apply your heart unto knowledge. Your heart. Sometimes we don't want to listen. We don't want to hear what God has to say. I know we don't. Because sometimes God tell you to do something, you go, nah, I can't do that. Not me, Lord. I just can't handle it. It's too much for me. It's just too much. It's just too much for me, Lord. I can't handle it. I don't know what I'm going to do, Lord. And God is saying, if you just listen and hear the words. Like when my husband was preaching last night, I was just typing away notes. I was typing away. I had my iPad. I started bringing my iPad and typing notes. I have to, because this word is powerful. I tell people all the time. I said, I'm having the time of my life. I am, because God is just showing me and blessing me and leading me. I can't help it. I said, Lord, just show me. Like he said, if you have confidence in God, you should be able to bless your household. You should be able to bless your household. You should be able to bless your family. You should be able to bless. Now, that's a word of the wise. So I got to apply my heart to it. I have to start doing it. When the man or the woman of God is preaching, it's important for us to be listening. It's important for us to not think that we know it all. The Bible goes on to say in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 18, for it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within, what, those words? Keep them within thee. They shall withal be fitted in thy lips. If we keep it, we'll be able to speak it. What? The word that God has sent. The words that God has sent, I make sure I keep those notes. I go over them. I mark them as favorites. I keep them. Men and women of God that speak, I like to hear. That's why I like to stay focused. I listen to the word. I was telling them the other day, I said, I like to hear the word. I'm not saying I walk around in a cloud all the time. Nope. I have a good time with my kids. I listen to music and everything else. But the word is essential. It's powerful. It's powerful. That's why God's love is my song. I was sharing. Let me tell you, I was on a plane with this woman, and she was an elderly woman. She was the most, let me tell you, I had no idea. Let me tell you, can I just tell you something? You never know who you're going to meet. When you talk about God's love, you never know who you're going to meet. You never know. I told the woman, I said, she was sharing with me that her husband had just recently, no, well, she was sharing with me how she wound up in New York. And I asked her, how often did she come? She told me her husband had just recently passed away, and she lived down someplace outside of Charlotte, Rocky something. It wasn't Rocky Mount, Rock Hill, North Carolina. And she was in Charlotte, so her transfer was in Charlotte, and she was getting off in Charlotte. My transfer was in Charlotte. And so her husband had recently passed away in January, and she stayed there a little while, and she decided she needed to go back and be around family. 86 years old. This woman looked to be like maybe 65, 70. She looked young. And she was Caucasian. And I told her, I said, well, you know, I recently got married. She said, what? I said, yeah, maybe a month ago. Oh, she said, oh, congratulations. So what are you doing in Greenville? And I said, well, you know, my husband is a pastor of a church. She said, oh, well, it's a good thing you're sitting next to me. And I looked at her. I said, yeah, you know, we're passing the church. We just started maybe a month ago. Oh, I'm so happy you're sitting next to me. So I just, you know, so I'm just throwing it back right there. And I said, yeah, you know, tell them the name of the church. And she said, let me tell you what happened to me. I was like, okay, what happened to her, I wonder? You know what happened to her? Her son went to college, pre-med, supposed to come out a doctor. He gets out of college, and here's, she said, and he felt the call of the Lord on his life. And he leaves, instead of going to med school, goes to this place. It's called the Community for Jesus, and it's in, I believe it's in Vermont, and he's been there for 45 years. He's 65 years old now. It's called the Community for Jesus. He's a brother there, a minister. He's like a parish. I think it's Methodist. And she said he's been there working for the Lord. It's interdenominational. He's been there working for the Lord for 45 years. No, well, I said, does he like me? She said, he should. He's been there for 45 years. She said, well, you know, his father and I was devastated. We didn't like it. He was our only son. I said, but you should be proud. I mean, he's working for the Lord. He's working for Jesus. She said, well, you know, we didn't, of course. And she said they were devastated again because it's not a Catholic. They're Catholic. It's not Catholic. He's working for Jesus. You know, it's interdenominational. And she was devastated. But the mere fact that he was working for Jesus, I said, well, you know, he heard the call of the Lord in his life. It's a really good thing. I mean, he's working for Jesus. And they finally came to grips with it. And it was just amazing to me because at first it seemed like this lady and I had nothing in common. It really did. It seemed like we had nothing in common. And the conversation started. Guess how the conversation started? Because she didn't know how to put her phone in airplane mode. And she had a Samsung. She said, how do I put my phone? Can you tell me how I put my phone in airplane mode? And I helped her. From there, we talked about the Lord. We talked about, I told her that I was married. My husband was a little older than me. We were in church. And she's like, oh, you guys are going to do fantastic. We go to an interdenominational church as well. And blah, blah, blah. I mean, we talked about the Lord. We talked about, I mean, everything. It went from not having anything in common to seemingly having lots of things in common. That's just how it is. When you start talking about, that's why I said, it is, the Bible says, for it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. They shall withal be fitted in thy lips. When you talk about the Lord, you'll be surprised about how he'll bring things together. Because at first, when this woman looked at me and she found out she was sitting next to me, it looked like she was like, oh, man, I can't believe I'm sitting next to this lady. And we had the most pleasant ride from JFK to Charlotte. I wound up helping her get in a bag down, and she wound up being, she was like, oh, no way, I take so long. I said, you don't take long. As big as I am, nobody's getting off this plane before you. Do you get off first? And sure enough, I helped her get her bag down. I stood in the middle of the aisle, and everybody had to wait for her to ease her way off the plane. She was 86 years old. We had a ball coming from JFK to Charlotte. God is just that good. When you keep the Lord in your mouth and you make sure that he becomes a part of your conversation. She was young because she's like, I was like, you know, I'm 50 years old. I never imagined that I would get married again. And God blessed me with a husband that's a pastor. And she was like, well, you know, I look at the men in my, she was funny. She said, I look at the men where I live at, they're all 70 and 80 and nah, not so much. I'm telling you, this lady was a firecracker, but she was funny. And to imagine, and what the important part about the conversation is, to imagine that she and I, the one thing she and I did have in common, the thing that broke the ice with us, first the cell phones, and then the Lord. We spent a lot of time talking about the Lord. It was uncanny. That's why it's important to have, and for her to have lost her husband in January, someone she had been with so long, for her to be able to hold a conversation about the Lord, to hold a wonderful conversation about God. I mean, she was talking about a daughter who was sick, and we were talking about her, you know, healing and deliverance. I mean, it's so important to have God's love as your song. It's so amazing. Hallelujah. Y'all just don't understand. I mean, I hope you understand what I'm trying to tell you, that it's a pleasant thing to keep God, to keep the word of God, to keep the wise words of God within you, to keep them on your lips. That's how we make it. There is a struggle out here sometimes. There are things going on. Life happens. We lose loved ones. We lose those that are close to us, people that we trust and depend on, people that love us. We lose them. And if we don't keep the love of God, people we trust and depend on kick up their heels against us. People talk about us. They back by friends that you, your ride or die friends, people that you just knew that y'all were going to be there together forever, they walk away from you. And you ask God, why? And you know what? If you don't have the love of God, that song on your lips, you just throw your hands up in disgust. But then you think about, they may not be faithful, but God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. The Bible says, that thy trust may be in the Lord, I have made known to thee this day, even to thee. God wants us to realize that our trust may be in him. That's who our trust, that's how we know that he's faithful. Our trust must remain in God, not in man. Our trust must remain in God. I'm trying to get someone to understand that no matter what happens, no matter who walks away from you, no matter who or what or why or when or where, your trust must be in God, and his love must be your song. His love. No angel can sing it. No mother can sing it. No father can sing it. You must sing it for yourself. You must know him for yourself. You must trust him for yourself. Your husband can't do it. Your father can't do it. Only you can sing of God's love for yourself, because you and God must know. You must know it yourself. You alone. Your trust, that thy trust must be in the Lord. I have made known to thee this day, even to thee. God makes it known to you. God makes it known to you. You've got to know him for yourself. And you can't know him through anybody else. You can't be wishy-washy. You can't know him sometimes. You've got to know him for yourself. His love must be to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, let me read this Psalm 89, 1 through 4 from the Message Bible, and I'm going to leave. I have to go. The Bible says, your love, God, is my song, and I'll sing it. Your love, God, is my song, and I'll sing it. I'm forever telling everyone how faithful you are. I have to tell everyone how faithful. Let me tell you, I could never yesterday. I was at my other house because I have one house, but the Lord blessed me that I own another house, and I was getting it ready for a new tenant. And I was walking through the house, and my daughter called me, Mommy, what you doing? I said, homeowner duties. And I had to catch myself because I never imagined that I would be doing that. I mean, I imagined it, but not to this level. I'm speechless. I just, y'all don't understand. I don't think y'all understand, because I don't think I'm saying it the way I need to say. I'm speechless. God's love is my song, and I'll sing it. I'm forever telling everyone how faithful God, how faithful you are. Verse 2 says, I'll never quit telling the story of your love, how you built the cosmos and guaranteed. Do y'all understand that God guarantees everything in it? Sure as the sun rises, that's how sure God's blessing is on your life. Your love has always been our lives' foundation. Your fidelity has been the roof over our world. Hallelujah. The next verse goes on to say, you once said, I joined forces with my chosen leader. I pledged my word to my servant David, saying, and the final verse is, everyone descending from you is guaranteed life. I'll make your rule as solid and lasting as rock. Everyone descending from you is guaranteed life. God is so amazing that he fulfills his word. I'm a witness. He fulfills his word. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's rough. But you got to remember who your trust and your faith and your hope is in. And that's where you get life. That's where you receive life. That's where your life is maintained, guaranteed in God. Listen, my name is Evangelist Charlene Stocks, and I know my time is out. I know my time is up, and I know my time is done. But this has been Lady Seeking His Face, and all I can do is tell you God's love is my song. And all I can tell you is you got to trust and depend on God. Don't depend on me. Don't depend on me. I was in New York. If you were in Greenville, you came looking for me, you ain't find me here. But I'm sure if you came looking for God and you weren't looking for God, you can always find him. Seek him. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Hallelujah to God. Don't wait. Don't wait too long. Call him now. Depend on him now. Listen, I'm telling y'all, I'm having a time of my life, and not because things are so fantastic. It's because God is fantastic. I've actually come to experience him genuinely. I mean, God is doing things for me. Some things I never even imagined. I got bumped to first class Thursday morning. Let me tell you why it's so amazing. Not the bump to first class. That's not the amazing part. It is amazing. But the fact that all the way up until Thursday morning, from Wednesday night to Thursday morning, I was trying to buy a ticket. I was trying to move my seat. I was trying to buy a seat closer to the front of the aircraft, and they kept telling me, they kept denying me, sorry, we can't process it. Sorry, we can't process it. I was in seat 27. I was trying to buy seat 9, and they kept saying, sorry, we can't process it. Sorry, we can't process it. All the way up until the morning before I left my hotel, sorry, we can't process it. Sorry, we try again, retry. I kept retrying, and finally I said, forget it, I'm going to just take seat 27. I don't care where I sit, as long as I'm on the aircraft, because I miss my husband, and I'm ready to get back to North Carolina. I didn't sleep good in New York at all, because I missed him. I spent the whole time looking over on the other side of bed for him, and he was not there. Finally, he called me Wednesday night. I finally slept a little well, but I miss him, and I miss my kids. They kept calling me. I miss them too, and when I got to the airport, the transport, they moved me to the front. And the guy, when he gave the guy the ticket to see who I was, he tore my ticket up. I'm like, what? He tore my ticket. I don't know what. I couldn't remember the seat, nothing. And when they gave me the new thing, it said 1E. No, it said E1. I was like, E1? I told the transport guy, I was like, what the heck? What does E1 mean? He said, Mommy, I think he moved you to first class. I said, I got bumped to first class? Well, this is interesting. This is really interesting. And sure enough, I was third person to board, put my bags up and everything. Not only that, when I got to Charlotte, they took me to the airline. I got on the plane by myself. The guy put my bag up by myself. Nobody else came board before I did. Who does that? But God, put your faith and trust in him. Meet me here tomorrow morning for service. My husband's going to be preaching, as far as I know. And to me, he's the best preacher. He's my favorite. 9:30 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. for morning worship, 5 p.m. Oh, 5 p.m., we're going to be in Snow Hill at Green County Community Center. Meet us there. We're going to put we'll put all the information on our Facebook, and it's already on our website. Meet us at Green County Community Center at 5 p.m. Apostle Lion Stocks is going to be preaching the house down. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day in service. Enjoy the rest of your day in Jesus. I certainly will. Listen, one day, one service can change your life. Let His love be your song. God bless you. His love is my song. Let me finish and work it out. God help me.
I said long ago, take a mess to the Pharaoh. Pharaoh, Pharaoh, let my people go. Pharaoh, Pharaoh, let my people go. Pharaoh's heart got hard. He didn't believe in God. Pharaoh's heart got hard. He didn't believe in God. Said, oh, no, 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 no. I won't let the people go. I won't let the people go. I won't let the people go. Baby in his eyes. The water hold up on both sides. The water hold up on both sides. You gotta go stick up now. The soldiers try to lay down. Didn't he work it out? Didn't he work it out? Didn't he work it out? Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will.
Come on now.
He did it for me. He'll do it for you. He did it for me. He'll do it for you. Oh, he can. He can work it. Glory. He can work it out.
Y'all better work.
He can work it out. He can work it out. He can work it out. I'm a winner. He'll see you through. I'm a witness, he'll see you do. I'm a witness, he'll see you do. I'm a witness, he'll see you do. Oh, he can work it out. 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 How you gonna pay your rent when all your money spent? You got a little bit of body food. Your baby need a pair of shoes. Cook got a life bill too. Even got a gas bill too. Your cell phone just for that. You gotta wait until your next paycheck. I tell you what's all to do. I tell you what's all to do. I tell you what's all to do. My jeans will see you through. My jeans will see you through. My jeans will see you through. Oh, he can work it out. Oh, he can work it out. Oh, I give it all to the Lord and he works it out.
That girl sing like she knows Jesus.
Come on.
I feel the revival breaking out in me. I've been waiting all day long. I got my shining shoes on. Oh, I feel the revival breaking out in me.